I'll never be successful. I'll never get my movie made. Guess what? If that's what you're saying to yourself, then you're right. If you don't believe you can be successful, if you don't believe that you're worth it, or if you don't believe that whatever you don't believe, on a subconscious level, then you will create habits that will stop you from creating the things that you might want on a conscious level and sabotage yourself. That's what I've seen so many times with filmmakers, that I'm like, why is that guy or that girl not moving forward? They're so talented and they're so experienced, but yet something seems to be stopping them. I don't know what. I'm not going to write it off as bad luck, but I'm just curious why that happens. I've seen it so many times in my experience working with filmmakers, thousands of filmmakers over the course of my career, that I kept seeing it again and again and again, and I wondered what that was. This simple reason is why poor people stay poor and rich people stay rich. It's because of the programming. Now think about it for a second. Lottery ticket winners, lottery winners, right? How many times have you heard somebody that has never had money in their entire life win $100 million? What happens? The majority of the time, they lose the money or they self-destruct because they don't have the programming to handle that kind of money. It's just not something that they know or how to deal with or even how to handle. Why is it that 65% of professional athletes lose a lot, if not all, of their money within 5 years of retiring? How many times have you seen athletes at signing tables somewhere years later when they were making $20 million a year, and years later they're signing for $50, $150 a signature? Why is that? Not in every case, but in some cases. It's the programming. If you think life is a struggle, if you say this film business is just too hard, it'll never let me in, I'll never be successful, I'll never get my movie made, guess what? If that's what you're saying to yourself, then you're right. Period. If that's the thoughts that are going in your head, you're programming yourself to fail. For years I did this. For years I was the angry, bitter filmmaker who was so upset at everybody else and looking at everybody else around me, you know, getting a leg up, and I wasn't getting those opportunities. I'm like, why is it? Why is it? Why can't I get my shot? I'm sure many of you listening to now, right now, have had that conversation in your head, maybe even this morning. Why am I not getting the shot? I'm good enough. I feel that I can do it. But yet I was programming myself, unbeknownst to me, I was programming myself to fail. When I made a change, only when I decided to just completely override my operating system, did things change. When I finally got to a place where I could not take it anymore, I decided to make that change. And that's when I made my first feature, This Is Meg, where from the moment I said I'm going to make the movie, it took me 30 days to start shooting that damn thing. And when I didn't give my operating system time to even react. I was there. I was in it. I was doing it. And I just said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep going. And I overrode my programming. I stopped those horrible mental constructs that I was creating for myself.